If you were here last week, you would have been part of our Laying of Foundations, What Destiny Is. And in case it's been a hectic week with math and science and engineering and everything, let me refresh your mind a little bit, what we focused on. We looked at destiny as a specific task that God wants me to do on earth. Okay, so we're not talking your career. You want to be a man who rides a fire truck, or a lady who slides down a fireman's pole. That's cool, and you can live your destiny there. But this is some specific task that God wants you to do here on earth. It may just be one thing in your whole life. It's quite possible that I'm here to do one thing, and then that's it, and then I can retire. But it's quite possible that it'll be, you know, one thing now, this year, and maybe another thing. So we're trying to help you figure out what is the next thing that God wants you to do while you're on earth. We also saw that my destiny lies at the intersection of four areas. My abilities. Okay, so that road that's coming in from the north is my abilities. Things that I can do, my gifts, my strengths. Secondly, it's my passions, stuff that I'm passionate about. Third, it's a need in the world around me. So my destiny is not just to make myself rich, but it's to help somehow someone else in making myself rich, if that's important. Then it's also, it's my conscience. It's that conviction. It's I have to do this, okay? So I'm being driven towards fulfilling it. So my destiny uses my abilities. It's not something radically different to who you are. And my destiny is going to be different to yours. And yours is going to be different to yours. It's all unique. It reflects my passion. It's not going to be something I hate doing. It's going to be like, hey, this is cool. It's going to answer a need around me in the world. And it's going to match my conscience. Or it's even going to be driven by my conscience. And so without further ado, I'm sure you're starting to think like, well, how do I figure it out? How do I find out what my destiny is, okay? And so I think it's quite easy. If we say our destiny is at the intersection of those four areas, if I take a closer look at each of those areas, will I discover my destiny? Yeah, because it's when those four areas come together. So we're going to focus on those first two on the right hand today. We're going to look at abilities and passion. And once we've identified that, we'll be halfway to identifying our destiny, which we will do next week. So between now and 12 o'clock, you're going to work kind of almost on your own, but there'll be some sharing as well. So Keenan, if you can make sure each person gets one of these, Andrew's going to get a pen out to everyone. And so this is something that is unique to you. So don't copy the answers of the gal next to you, because that won't be useful for you. How you answer these questions, you don't have to write an essay for each question, but you just write some keywords down that can help you remind it. So we're going to start with abilities, your natural gifts or strengths. Some of these questions are quite similar, and there's a reason for that. So that in the end, when you look at the common themes, okay? So we're going to start with abilities. I'll encourage you not to run ahead. In other words, some of you are quite quick, but just hold yourself back and don't finish them all. We'll do them like one at a time, okay? So here's the first one we're going to do. What do you find easy to do that other people find hard to do? So what are those things that you do that someone says to you like, wow, I struggle with that, and you're like, ah, it's easy for me, lower grade. For you, it's higher grade. Okay, so write a couple things down that you find easy to do and others find hard to do. It could be in the area of like school, could be in the area of like sports or stuff you do in your chill time. It could be in the electronic, computer areas. What do you find easy to do that others find hard to do? A couple things. Just write keywords down that remind you of these. Second one. What are you really good at doing? If I had to ask you, Jonathan, what are you great at doing? And then you would just say this, this, and this, and this. Okay? Write those down. Got it? Number three. A little bit different, but similar. What are your gifts? Like natural gifts or supernatural gifts? You might remember the Supernatural series or You might have heard that there's some spiritual gifts even, gifts of wisdom and knowledge or interpreting tongues or speaking in tongues. But it's not just spiritual. It's also I'm gifted. You know, like you hear of gifted children. They go to National School of the Arts or Northcliffe High. Okay, so what are those natural abilities? Or is it Parktown Boys? No, that's for the slow kids, hey. How are you gifted, either naturally, supernaturally? It's a good time to pause and say, God, sure, how have you gifted me? And then just listen, and something will come to mind, and you might want to add it into that. Try that. So, God, you made me. You've gifted me. How? Oh, I didn't think of that. No way, that too. Write that down. I'm going to use these things that I'm good at doing in the fulfillment of my destiny. Because God is going to tailor make my destiny to what I'm already good at. Sure, there's some more things we can learn in life. But God will take what you're good at already. And that's what happened with young David. David was a shepherd boy. He had learned to look after sheep, to keep them together, to keep them safe, protect them, stop them from wandering away, fight the bears and the lions. And next minute he's anointed king. And think about it for a moment. If you've learned some skills as a shepherd boy, do you think some of those are good for you as king? I think so. Because you're protecting your people, your flock. You're leading them to paths of, you know, paths of better water and stuff. He had already learned to write. He was writing poems and songs and worship stuff. And so his abilities were going to be used later in his destiny. Okay? Now here's what I want you to do. I want you to find common things that have come out in those three areas and write a few key things down under your abilities. What are your main abilities? And list them in that block. So you kind of transfer them from elsewhere. Don't just rewrite everything, but some key things that you feel, hey, that's significant. Wow, that's a real ability. The top three abilities, maybe, if you could think of it like that. And I want you to turn to someone next to you and tell them what your gifts are and let them tell you what theirs are. It's no right or wrong, and don't correct them or... Okay, so share with each other. Cool. I don't know if you're listening to the song, but it's like, I know who I am. This is starting to get to know who we are, starting to identify it so God can use us. Now think about David for a moment. Not only did he have these abilities to lead sheep, but this young shepherd boy David, he also had an incredible passion that God would be honored and glorified, that he would be worshipped. He wrote songs about it, Psalm 23, Lord is my shepherd. He was a worship guy. That would be really awesome when he became king, right? Because then he could establish the worship of God, the worship of the true God. And so when he knew his passion, the things that energized, motivated, and inspired him, he was getting to a closer fulfillment of his destiny. So this is going to be a little bit more challenging in some ways than the first one, but let's see how it goes. First question, what do you talk about that gets you really excited? Those subjects that if you start talking, you can't stop talking. And you go on and on and on, and your face gets, your hands start going. It's like, man, you know, it's like, wow, leadership or, you know, soccer or whatever. What are a couple subjects that you find yourself speaking about and no one can shut you up? I'm going to speak about this. This is just amazing. Okay? You don't run out of words when you speak in the area of your passion. Talk about that forever, for an hour. Have you ever found yourself slamming your fist down on the table and saying, someone has to do something about that. That's not right. That needs to change. And you almost get a little bit angry about it. Or what are those things for you that you say like, man, that's not right. That needs to change. So you get a little bit like, little bit emotional about it. What are some of those things? Okay, that's number B. Okay, C, what have been your five greatest achievements in your life so far? Things that you've done and accomplished. We do what we're passionate about. So if you identify, think back to what you've done, it might give you a hint as to what your passion might be. Often the things that we've done are the kind of things that we're going to do more. D, what activities do you do that make time fly past? When I do certain things, time flies. Other things, time drags. List some of the things that when you do them, time flies. For some of you might be reading a book. For some of you, like, geez, when I start reading a book, it's like, oh, time is just dragging. Some of you, it's like, no, I've only read 6 chapters. Where's the time gone? Ready for the last one? What difference do you want to make in the world around you? How do you want to bring change? If I could make the world a better place, I would. Enough of the higher grade stuff. Out of all those different five areas, those five questions, you want to come out with what your passion is. So you need to look back through those five questions and try and identify common themes. If necessary, you can circle some things. But try and see, what is this saying about what I'm passionate about? Initially, it's going to look like these are just different things. But try and see in those five questions, is there like a common thread running through all of that that shows what I actually care about? Because that's your passion. No, I care about this. This is like significant. This is important. And try and write that down. So my passion is to complete that sentence. And if both of you are done, you can share your passion with the person next to you like you did your abilities. We're like halfway through, right? Halfway through identifying our destiny. Next week, part two, we'll look at the next two. We'll look at, so what are the needs? What are our convictions? And then we'll pull it together and see what our destiny is or should be. We're first going to pray that God will take what we've done so far and pull it all together next week. Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what we've explored so far in terms of our destiny. Thank you that you're part of this process. Even this week, as we think about things, as we come back next week, bring greater clarity. Maybe there's something we've forgotten that either we're passionate about or that is an ability that we've forgotten about. And we will treat this as a work in progress as we work towards finding out what it is that you want us to do, that specific task to accomplish with our lives. And we do pray that you would use us in significant ways. So we thank you for this morning, for what you've done in our midst. Thank you for the chance to worship you. We pray this in the awesome name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.